relations I'd rather be than here with you, my love.
So strong. Well, see how we did that? We just kind of like eased on into that. Went on right into the jazz and some like really smooth, some smooth dance grooves there for you. We ain't done. So we are into our one-to-one segment. So stay with us for more great music here on WRCT. Going to take you down to party land. This is Mardi Gras time. We'll be right back.
walk it all out. Put it in your peace pipe. Smoke it all out. Put it in your peace pipe. Smoke it all out.
And pass it around.
Put it in your peace pipe.
Add a little bit.
Smoke it all out.
Peace.
Put it in your peace pipe.
Love. And
smoke it all out.
You are listening to One to One on WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you.
second line. So girl, make sure you on time. We about to have fun.
Get out your feelings. You gon' act like a lady today. Girl, that's how we do it for me. Where you from? Two man round the corner from Craig. People like to party, play cards all day.
Call up for time. Everybody get in line. We about to do the second line. So girl, make sure you on time. We about to have fun, baby. Don't leave nobody behind.
Second line Sunday, man.
Oh. Yeah! Get that fucking money!
Call me with the number five.
That one all day.
I'm shot right out. Whatever you drink, I ain't gonna throw it. I'm very excited, super fly.
Better get ready.
everybody out here. You want to find out where your kids at, your mama at? Everybody out here. So if the kids at home, your mama out here. Keep it real, keep it going.
It's a vibe, a NOLA vibe.
Yes, indeedy. It definitely is a NOLA vibe. Yeah, Sunday Second Line in New Orleans. About that time of the year, y'all. What I wanted to get into was a kind of a an explanation from some of our experts about what is bug dancing. That's the dancing they do down there in New Orleans and in different places in the world. And what's the second line all about? So we're going to look it up, and you'll hear about it in just a few shakes. All right, here we go. As we look up the meaning of bug dancing. Bug dancing is a folk dance that originated among African Americans during the era of slavery. So it was largely associated with North Carolina Piedmont and later with the blues. The original bug dance, or buck and wing, referred to a specific step performed by solo dancers, usually men. And today it means like a broad variety of improvisational dance steps. So in contemporary language, bug dancing often referred to a variety of solo step dancing to fiddle-based music done by dancers primarily in the Southern Appalachians. It says primary. Now, among North Carolinians, bug dancing is differentiated from clogging and flat footing by the use of steps higher off the floor. A straight and relatively immobile torso and emphasis on steps that put the dancer on his or her toes rather than on the heels. So I'm not getting it. I am not getting this. All right, so we gotta dig a little bit deeper here. So hold on a second. Hey, Bill, what's up, man?
Hey, everybody. My name is Bill Summers, and we're in New Orleans, Louisiana, and today we're gonna talk about second line. That's right, the second line. And if you were born and raised in Louisiana, or if you're just a visitor, or if you spent many days here, you have to know second line. You've heard it, you've seen it, and you've experienced it. And what we're going to do is we're going to dissect the second line. And when we talk about dissecting, that means we're going to look at every aspect, every part of what makes the second line what it is. It's music, it's dance, it's song, and it's a celebration of life. And when we're talking about second line, we have to talk about Africa. Africa. The second line dates back thousands of years before there was a Louisiana, before the Mayflower even. It goes back to West and Central Africa. And the history of instruments and dance and culture, art in Africa, has found itself in Congo Square in the early days of rag and jazz. Let's dissect the second line.
So to start things off, we take a look at the components of the brass band, or as it's known in some parts of New Orleans, the second line band. We'll be right back.
second line, I'll give my definition of it, and this is one of the definitions. It's a collaboration between a celebration of dance and music. It manifests itself through certain social events in New Orleans. One with benevolent societies, with funerals, and celebration. What was happening in New Orleans in the early to middle 1800s? You know, you had free people of color, you had enslaved people, you had, this was a port of embarkation, it was a large port, it was the second largest port in the country, it was the largest city in the South, and it was also a city of vice and good gaming and fun. And so when you put all of those things together, and there was a big movement with musicians who were educated, as well as people who just had the innate ability to perform. And when you put into that pot the music that people learned in an educational setting, like we had a symphonic society here of 100 artists, over 100 musicians, 1840, the first society of its kind in America. This was the focal point for opera in the country. The Opera House, the first one was here. So when you look at that and you mix that with the church, with work songs, field songs, what happened in Congo Square, very significant. This was a port of embarkation for the military. You have all of these, especially African Americans, who had access to horns and instruments. And you begin to play these marches. And these marches, they decide they wanted to rag the melody. They didn't want to just play those melodies straight up and down like they were written or like they were doing in a Eurocentric type setting. We had these benevolent societies. You put that in the mix. And these benevolent societies were all early insurance companies. And they had certain days they celebrated, as they celebrated life. And especially when somebody passed, somebody notable in the community, they would play these mournful songs coming from the houses, going to the church, or going from the church to the graveyard. And these dirges were hymns, nothing but hymns, very slow and mournful. And then at a certain point, when they go through this ritual of cutting the body loose, where the bereaved family would go through the middle of the band and then go into bury the dead, the community would go off to the other way and they would go celebrate this life after death. And so that's when you heard the music that we call Second Line kind of developed out of, or that's what it developed out of.
Different movements that are precise, yeah, and different dances for different songs, as you will see. So one of the premier dance men in all of New Orleans, we call him Squirt Man. What's happening? How you doing?
Hey, buddy. How you doing? My pleasure to be here, first of all.
So how long you been dancing?
Well, first of all, brother, I'd like to give all my obedience to God for making every opportunity and every moment available.
Yes, indeed.
And I've been dancing since 71. Coming up on Huntersville, I was introduced to Second Line and Social Pleasure Club. But my first encounter with a jazz band was at a jazz funeral with my mother.
Really?
And to me, Second Line, when my age, when I came up in our time, Second Line was, it was a spirit movement.
That's right.
It was a movement. See what I'm saying? It was a movement in our life, in our time. Not just civil rights time, that's all we had.
That's right.
It was that spirit movement, and that's what I still go off today. Mm-hmm. Because when a man blew an instrument, he coming from his inside.
That's
see what
right.
I'm saying? So when he go to my ear, I listen to that. So this spirit coming to my spirit. This is a movement thing, whether it's expressed, you know, verbally or through your body. It's a movement thing. And I got the thing I call the spirit roll. You know, a parade go 4 hours, second line. So that when I get tired, the spirit roll kicks in.
I've seen you roll for the whole 4 hours.
You know what I'm saying? So that's spirit roll, that development in it. Most, like, from kids, you know, when we come up, that's part of you develop, grow, and mature. You know, I play sports coming up, just like we was taught. You know, baseball, basketball, and track and all that. We was taught second line. We had to think second line season.
Yes, indeed.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. The parade come through the neighborhood, no matter what you was doing, the band draw you.
You had to go.
It was that movement. It was part of our peace and our strength.
That's That's right.
It was part of your speech and your strength. So to me, second line is self-creativity. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? You can take the snare drum, the bass drum, the tuba, the trombone, the sax, the clarinet. Mm-hmm. You can dance off individual or you can dance off as a collective group.
Assemble the entire unit. It is time to hit the streets. Let's roll.
We'll be right back. Today on the bench, we have Mr.
Second Line J.
Second Line J, also known as Mr. Jerron
Cozy.
Cozy. How you doing today, baby?
I'm doing fine.
You're looking good.
Thank you.
It's a different seeing you on a Saturday.
Yeah.
It's usually these Second Line Sundays, I see you tearing the street up.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to elaborate on your introduction into the Second Line world. Mm-hmm. You got some immaculate footwork.
Yes.
And it's noticed around the world. Everybody love it.
Thank you.
They always ask, it's definitely in your DNA.
It is.
You can't deny it. Mm-hmm. And I want you to talk about what was your introduction into the Second Line world?
So when I was about, like, I'm going to say eight or nine, one of them, probably younger than that.
Uh-huh.
I started Second Line when I was five, and I do want to talk about that. When I was at a wedding,
okay,
the people that know, you know, when I was at a wedding when I was about, like, five, it was just this brass band just came.